大家好 Hello everyone, welcome back to our pinyin lesson. In today's lesson, we are going to learn several rules about the changing of tones. Have you ever noticed that the tone of some words will change in daily conversation? Some of the changes are very slight, while some change dramatically.In Mandarin, the most common tone changes occur on the word 一 and 不. Don't worry, there are rules that you can follow to help you. First, let's get started with the tone changing rule of 一. Originally, 一 is the first tone, which is a flat tone. For example, the Chinese word for the first one is 第一第一 The number 2011, we read it as 2011 However, when 一 is used before the first tone, second tone, and third tone, 一 will change to the fourth tone, which is a falling tone. For example, when 一 is used before a character with the first tone,歇 It is read 一歇一歇 which means some. Here, you can never read it 一歇 which is incorrect. Instead, you should read it as a falling tone 一歇 When 一 is used before a character with the second tone 直 it becomes 一直一直 which means all the time. When in front of a character with the third tone, 起, it is read 一起一起 which means altogether. Rules number two. When 一 is used before the fourth tone, 一 will change to the second tone, which is a rising tone. For example,The word half we say 一半一半 Here the character 一 is no longer read the first tone. Instead, it is read the second tone, a rising tone. 一一一半 The same applies to the word everything, which is 一切一切For the tone changing rule of 不, it's much simpler. When 不 is used before the fourth tone, the tone of 不 changes from the fourth tone to the second tone. For example, not right, 不对不对 Here, 对 is the fourth tone, which is a falling tone. When 不 is used before the fourth tone, we should pronounce it as不对不对不 here is pronounced as a rising tone. Never pronounce it as 不对 Pretty good. 不错不错 Still here, 错 is a fourth tone. So 不 changes to the second tone. 不错不错 Besides the rules mentioned above,Another common tone changing rule is when a third tone is followed by another third tone. And in this case, the former third tone will change to the second tone. A very common example is how we say hello in Chinese. 你好你 and 好 taken individually are third tones. However, when we say 你好 together,你 changes to the second tone, 你 Now you can appreciate the slight difference. 你好你好 Of course, these mentioned above only cover part of the tones. Don't get discouraged when you come across them. Once you start to notice these rules, you are on the way to master them.Give yourself more confidence and opportunities to practice. Okay, Today is our last lesson of the pinyin session. Congratulations to you all. 再见，bye.